Lee Bryce in the studio with us. Make sure you can follow him, Lee Bryce, and go buy Lee Bryce stuff. Shifting gears here, we lost Daryl Singletary a few days ago. And, you know, when the first time I heard That's Why I Sing This Way, I was like, holy cow.
What? I still play that album on a regular basis.
It blew my socks off. And I was just like, man, here's a guy who he did it his way, man.
Yeah.
And he just didn't conform. And he was like, this is who I am. I'm country. And boom.
There is really not, I don't know of a better country, a man who could sing a country song like Daryl Singletary. I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, he's the best. I mean,
he could sing like Conway and
anything.
Paycheck, and he could go back and forth and sell it all very well.
And it was his, but like you said, it was his way. That's how he sang, and he didn't change it for anything. And I grew up, I mean, literally one of the first songs I ever learned on guitar was because of his version of a Paycheck song, old violin. And so it had this cool, just easy guitar riff at the beginning of it. Man, the song just kind of, I know I was like 13 or something.
Try to grasp how deep that song really is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even as a 13-year-old, for some reason, I just loved that song. And then I, you know, heard that the version actually had like Paycheck kind of on his deathbed. I mean, it was like moving to me. You know, there's a lot of songs I learned over the years, you know, playing in the bars and stuff. But, like, I never forgot that song. I never stopped playing it.
And you still go back to it pretty often.
I do, yeah. The first time I was playing, I got to, you know, sold out the Ryman. You know, got your band and, like, played the Ryman. Not just the Opry, but, like, at the Ryman Theater. You know, it's kind of a big deal the first time you ever get in there with your band and play a whole show. And I was out there and I had my set totally prepared. And then in the middle of my set, something just, like, weighed over the top of me, and I just had to start singing this song. So I just kicked everybody off stage and I sang Old Violin. And it's just, you know, the way Daryl sang it, his connection to the song and its connection to my life, it's just always been there. So this is kind of my Daryl, you know. I technically, he covered the song, you know, from Paycheck, but it's still.
So when you sing the song, are you singing Paycheck or are you singing Daryl Singletary?
I mean,
or a little of both?
It's a little of both, to be honest with you, because I've known both versions, but there's a version where it's got, they actually got Paycheck on Daryl's version. Mm-hmm. It's at the end of Paycheck's.
If you haven't heard it, it's like, it's wow.
It's so it's both. To me, for the most part, it's the way I heard Daryl singing it. It's an old soul kind of a song, but either way, it's awesome. It still sticks with me now.
We'd love to hear it. All right, well, here's Lee Bryce, an old violin.
I can't recall one time in my life felt as lonely as I do tonight. Feel like I could lay down, get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away. This feeling would just go away. I guess it's cause the truth is the hardest thing I've ever faced. You can't change the truth in the slightest way. No. Looked at that old.
time to be sure. Turned around and looked in that old mirror. You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference.
Yeah, there I was in an old violin, soon to be put away.
Just like that, it hit me. Me and that old violin, we were just alive. We give our all to music. Soon, we give our lives.